The following podcast may contain adult content and language. Listener discretion is advised. This is Gross Misconduct.
And welcome to another edition of Gross Misconduct. This one, a bonus edition that I'm calling The Anatomy of a Millennial. Now, depending on what website you check with, a millennial is someone born between 1980 and 2000. So we'll say ish on the outside parameters of both those dates. Now, of course, I'm not a millennial. I'm a baby boomer because I was born somewhere between 1946 and 1964. So if we want to break down the anatomy of a millennial, we need, of course, a millennial. And as good fortune would have it, I have one quarantined in my house. I'm joined now in the co-host chair by my youngest daughter, Madison Gross. Madison, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this. I hope it goes well.
Oh, me too.
Well, there's no editing and no going back, as you well know. all right, you know what? So let's have a little fun with one another.
Sure.
Now, when I was your age and younger, we had this whole vernacular that my parents didn't understand. And I think that's part of being the next generation, is that you want to develop your own vocabulary in order to, what I guess, make the last generation feel as though they're kind of out of it a little bit.
I don't know if it's necessarily to make you guys feel out of it. See, you're making it all about you. Boomers making it all about themselves.
All right.
I feel like it's more just like, you know, to have a shared lexicon, I guess, among your peers more so than anything else.
All right. So maybe you can help the rest of us baby boomers out that are listening, all those listeners that followed me over from radio are probably roughly within my same age range and not yours. So I'm going to give some terms to you and I want you to tell me what they mean.
Okay.
Unless it's a secret. Is there a...
No, it's not a secret.
Okay. So you're not, you won't be in trouble. Other millennials at the meeting won't say anything to you?
No, as long as you don't start using them.
Well, you know what? That's a great point. We're not allowed to use them, right?
Yeah, I guess you can. It's just a little cringy.
Fair enough. Okay, so first one is fleek.
I guess if something's like, you know, on point or it looks good. I will also just preface this by a lot of the words I feel like that young white people use are actually kind of borrowed or taken from like gay and black community. So I feel like a lot of these words you're probably going to say are not even invented by us in the first place. Like they're not even new words. They're just words that we've newly discovered and kind of taken as our own.
So is fleek one of them?
I honestly don't even know. The first time I ever heard fleek was from a Vine, and it was a black creator that made it.
Sorry, hang on. If you want to back up a bit, a Vine?
That was a social media app. 6-second videos.
Okay.
It's not a thing anymore. But
oh, gone already. Yeah. All right. Let me just scratch that off the list.
Yeah, no need.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so that the first time I heard that was in a Vine, but it honestly probably existed before that, I'm sure.
Okay, so if I were to go on Twitter, which is a social media platform you may have heard of, and were to say, hey, check out Gross Misconduct, it's fleek.
No.
No. All right.
You would say like it's, I really hope you won't say this, but you could say it's on fleek. You could say it's fleeky. But I wouldn't say, please.
No, I wouldn't say flaky. I think people would read flaky. I think my autocorrect would probably.
Well, then you would say on fleek then.
All right, fleek. Ship, what does that mean?
That's when you like a relationship, like I ship you and mom.
Aw, yeah. That's so nice. If something's tight?
I think this has two definitions, because I guess you could say tight is like it's cool or it's, you know, like, oh, that's tight. Wait a minute,
that's one of our words? And I did not give you permission to use it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's from like the 90s, I feel like. But you could also say like tight in a negative way, like you're annoyed. Like, oh, I'm tight because I have to go to work today.
I haven't said that in almost a year.
Yeah, well, that's not in your vocabulary.
Yeah, no, for sure. No. How about pressed?
Kind of same thing. Like, it's like you're annoyed or like displeased with something. Like,
oh,
I'm pressed. I have to go to work today.
Oh, see, I would have guessed that it was impressed.
No.
There's something about millennials that they want to just shorten words down to vowels.
No, but pressed isn't shortened from impressed, though.
Yeah, you're
right. It's pressed. I feel like I kind of use tight how I would actually use pressed.
Okay.
Like, tight, you'd just be like, yeah, whatever. But pressed, yeah, you'd say, like, I'm pressed because I got to go to work today. You're annoyed. You're displeased.
And then when you came home from work and I asked you, I know you were pressed before you went to work, but how was it? Would you say fleek?
No, I already told you. That's not how you use that word.
Still trying. Bae?
Bae is like your boo, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner, like your person you're with.
So mom's my bae.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Resting bitch face?
I feel like anyone could kind of like, you know, use context clues on that one. Just when your just standard face is just, you look kind of displeased.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. You look angry, like when you're just chilling.
So you're not angry, but you just look angry.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean? And I've actually seen this comment on Twitter a couple of times by Felicia.
I'm glad that you asked me about this one because it always drives me crazy when people say it, because I feel like people just think like, oh, by Felicia, like it just means kind of like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what people think it means, but it's a quote from a movie called Friday from the 90s, written by Ice Cube. And Ice Cube's character says it to the character Felicia. He says, bye, Felicia. But I feel like people now have kind of like commandeered that phrase to just be like something.
But it's dismissive, right? It just means go away.
It is for sure dismissive. It's not like people are using it wrong. For some reason, it just kind of like irks me when people say it.
Oh, because you think they don't know the origin.
Yeah, I think that people, like, again, that's another case of younger, like, white people, I think, like, taking something and then, like, not understanding it, I guess.
No, you know what?
Probably not that serious.
No, listen, I totally get where you're coming from. You know when guys wear their hats, like, sort of half sideways?
I already know what you're going to say. And I just don't
it
know
bugs me.
Say.
Don't anticipate. It bugs me, and I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. I think it's still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It bugs me that they don't know why that was originally the case.
Yeah, and you say the reason is?
I say the reason is that originally, as people were being placed in the back of police cars, their hat would get knocked and it would go askew. And so this is sort of a rebellious statement to wear your hat in that fashion because it's saying that you've tangled with the cops.
Sure. Okay, lots could be said about that, but we should probably just move
it's
right
the same
past
as, hey,
it.
Do you remember this at all? Do you remember people, men particularly, doing up their belts but putting the belt buckle on the side?
No.
Oh, I guess that's out of my era.
I don't know why. What's that?
It was just a thing. It was like coveralls. You know what coveralls are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so coveralls were a thing for a while, but you never did up both straps.
Okay.
You only did up. Is that still a thing?
Oh, like overalls, you mean?
Yeah, coveralls, overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason that you did the belt buckle to the side was because it showed you were really cool, because that meant you knew how to play guitar.
What?
Yeah. What?
How are those two things related, though?
Listen, man, I'm telling you, it was fleek. You had, because a guitar would get scratched by your belt buckle. So musicians would buckle up to the side so they didn't scratch the guitar. That would be a sort of a, it's sort of like when you're in a bar and you want to meet a girl and you walk over. You remember bars? Remember when you used to meet people in bars?
Yeah. That was ancient history at this point.
You'd walk over and ask if they've, does anyone find the keys to a Porsche? Like that kind of thing. Okay. I'm going crazy. I can't find the keys.
But you don't really have a Porsche.
Right. And the guy doesn't really play guitar.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't get through all of your words yet. Snatched?
If something's like, you know, it looks good, it's fierce. Like it can apply to different things. You could say like, oh, your waist is snatched. Then it would mean you're skinny. Or just like, oh, you're, you know, your whatever is snatched. Like you look snatched. Like it just means you look good.
Okay. Stan?
That is another one that has an origin that I think most people probably know, but it's from an Eminem song called Stan, and it's about a crazy fan that wrote him a letter. So Stan is like if you stan someone if you're like a crazy fan.
Oh.
Like I stan Drake, you know what I mean? You're like a crazy fan of someone.
All right, I got you. Keep it 100.
It's like
I can just tell the way I'm saying it. Wouldn't be acceptable. Excuse me, everybody, let's keep it 100.
Just to keep it real.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
All right. That's my saying. Woke, I guess.
Well, woke is, you know, I'm sure you know. It just is the reason you know, actually, because to be woke is to be like politically aware, I guess, like socially aware. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now it's used like almost sarcastically. Like it'd be used like, oh, wow, you're so woke. Like,
okay. So I want to blow some minds right now.
Okay.
Everybody who watches hockey, remember hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how I used to sit downstairs and watch hockey?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Skip the Dishes commercial. In the Skip the Dishes ad, the guy from Mad Men, I forget his name right now.
Oh, Don Draper.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, his real name.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Yeah, right. He says, odd flex.
Yes.
But the real joke there is not the fact that, the real joke there is the fact that he's using the term incorrectly, right?
No, he's using it right, I think.
Well, what's an odd flex?
Well, an odd flex or a weird flex, like that's just like, I guess, yeah, he is using it wrong because it's just when you brag about something that isn't typically something that you would brag about. Like,
exactly. And he's not bragging. The other guy says, you're older than me.
Right, right. He is using it wrong.
And he replies weird flex or odd flex or something. He's actually using the term wrong.
Yeah.
That's good comedy when it's actually funny on two levels, because people my age would be like, yeah, that was a weird flex. Like he's flexing, but people your age would go, oh my God, he got the expression wrong. That's actually really good writing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate when you agree.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is, but that's
sure.
You use it wrong all the time.
Well,
because
thank
of that commercial.
Well, I just thought it was so funny.
You're always trying so hard to say it, but it just never really works out. So.
I think you had me at you're always trying so hard. Because I am.
Yeah.
So let's have a little fun with you. I'm going to give you some words from my generation, okay, and just tell me if you know what they are.
Okay.
Galoshes.
Oh, they're like rain boots.
Okay, fair enough. 8 tracks.
It's like a tape, right?
Well, is it?
Is it a tape that has 8 tracks on it?
Yeah. Can you describe the joy of listening to music on an 8-track?
No, I can't.
No. If 8 tracks were this big, bulky, awful tape... that I don't know what the music industry was thinking, that if the song were longer than one of the 8 tracks, it would skip to the next track in the middle of the song. Oh. So it'd be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like that was like quite...
inefficient.
Yeah, totally inefficient. Do you know what a slide rule is?
No. Are you going to tell me what they are?
Sure.
Do you even know what they are?
Of course, I had a slide rule.
What is it?
It's a pain in the ass is what it is. It predates, I think, calculators, basically. It's like a ruler, only it's got like these little plastic window or this little plastic window and the middle part slides as well. So it's like a ruler with a slider in the middle.
Okay.
And it's for calculating.
Okay, I don't know anything about math. So if we could just move on. That's just so out of my wheelhouse.
All right, just so you know, you did ask me to... explain it to you.
Then it was about math and my eyes just like glazed over. I didn't want to hear anything.
Okay. Roller skate keys?
I could only guess it's a key for your roller skate.
Well, why would you need a key for your roller skate?
I don't know. Lock them up so that the wheels don't move me?
No, it's actually, you had to strap them on and they don't look like the kind of blades that you kids today
use.
I
know what a roller skate looks like.
All right. Pardon me.
Well, I'm not like a
pardon
complete
me, everybody.
Simpleton.
She's not a simpleton, everybody. the straps could only be removed with the key. Like you needed the key to sort of undo them. You didn't need the key. If you lost the key, you didn't have to spend the rest of your life wearing roller skates.
I was going to say, so you just can't even get them off.
It was just a really helpful tool for unstrapping your roller skates. How about the Sears Wish Book?
I mean, I'm just going to guess it's a catalog, probably.
It's not just any catalog.
Is it for kids? For kids?
No, it's for everybody.
Oh, it's things you want from Sears?
At Christmas.
Oh.
So it would come out. And you know what? The day that the Sears Wish Book came out, I mean, if you were walking home from school and you saw what you thought was the Sears Wish Book on somebody's doorstep, you would literally break into a run to get home. And then you would sit and read. I sound so old right now, but you would sit and page to page. And of course, kids would go immediately to the toy section and you'd go through and look at all the wonderful toys and the wonderful colors. And then if you were an adolescent boy, you'd typically go to the ladies' underwear section.
Oh, gross.
Well, it's the way it was. We didn't have the internet.
Okay. That's a lot of information.
Did I just get really real there?
We could just move on to the next word.
Weird flex. what does it mean when a TV station signs off?
I don't know, like at the end of like a, it's like when a news anchor says at the end of their thing, like, you know, good night, Edmonton.
Good night, Edmonton. Yeah, I
don't know. Take it easy, Edmonton.
Well, here's something that may be mind blowing to you as well, but television didn't used to go all night.
Yeah.
It stopped.
It ended. Oh, it's like a screen maybe that says like good
night. Television sign off. This brings to an end our broadcasting day.
Oh my God. So what'd you do if you wanted to stay up late and watch TV?
You read a book.
Oh.
You couldn't watch TV. I know. Take a second with that.
I don't know. That sucks.
And typically, if I don't know if it was just the CBC or all Canadian networks, I don't remember because, and I should add, we only had two, CTV, CBC. Mm. And when they signed off at night, they would typically play O Canada. And then when O Canada ended, there would just be this long beeping noise. And that was it.
Forever, like until the TV came back on?
I don't know. I think everybody...
You turn off your TV.
Yeah. Nobody can sleep with that going on. But then in the morning at whatever time, you'd turn it on and wait for the station to come online again.
Wow. People are probably a lot more productive. Or they just slept more. I don't know.
Bingo. Bingo.
That would not fly in this house.
How about a pet rock?
Well, it's just a rock that you keep as a pet?
Yeah. In essence.
You have to purchase it? You just go outside and get one?
Some genius or geniuses came up with this.
Yeah, that's a waste of
money. So here's the thing, because you know what? I don't know. Listen, I don't want this conversation in any way to be me against you or millennials against baby boomers. But every now and then, I feel the need to. This, we were brilliant in our simplicity. Somebody, hear me out. Some genius designed a box with holes in it and labeled it Pet Rock.
And put a rock inside?
And put a rock inside of it and sold millions of them. There was a wait at stores for Pet Rocks to come back in stock again.
I mean, the box part is cute. The box part is cute. You could just find that outside. So that's cute. Because you find a rock outside, is what I'm saying. You can't find the box outside.
I feel like you're just sort of pushing that one aside more quickly than you should. It was brilliant.
When it's you cool. Think of, no, it's dope.
I mean, dope. Did we? Okay, dope. We had, I mean, for somebody just to create a product that is completely useless and then sell it to people and have it in such demand that people lined up at stores, I mean, is incredible.
No, that's
marketing.
Cool. You could have been using your time more for civil rights.
Okay, you know what? This conversation
just cared
had
more
to,
about
listen,
society
right.
instead of rocks. I don't know.
This conversation had to get there at some point. Okay.
Are we done your words?
Yeah. You understand, do you not? Not meaning to be argumentative, that you millennials did not invent civil rights.
No, I know. That was just a joke.
I know. Or social awareness. Or do you know the changes in society from the time that I was a 10-year-old to the time I'm now a 60-year-old.
Denying that things have come a super
bounds.
Long way. Like, absolutely.
But, and here's the frustration I think that millennials, I should say the frustration that baby boomers feel for millennials. And let's just try and talk it out. We'll represent each other's age group. The frustration we have is that we feel like we made a lot of advancements and we feel like we really fought the establishment.
Like
let me finish to get us to where we are now. But you don't feel that we've gone far enough so that if we use the wrong expression or we say the wrong thing, we feel judged.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, that's actually a great point because I feel like it's okay to say the wrong thing and to not know because everyone's just like learning every day. It's more so that when you do say the wrong thing and we try to explain to you what the right thing is, you get so like offended that we're trying to uproot you out of your ways that you're set in. But it's like, it's not, it's
do you
nothing
mean
against you,
me, or you baby
you
boomers?
You baby boomers. Okay. Sorry. I mean, you too. But you baby boomers. Like, I feel like it's, we're not saying you're just idiots that can't change, but you're just so reluctant to change that it does get to that point.
Well, I think part of the problem is, and everybody suffers from this at both ends of the spectrum, is that especially with the internet now and particularly with social media, that if you do or say the wrong thing or even lean towards the wrong thing, this you're taken out back.
It is true that cancel culture is what you're talking about. Is you can't say or do the wrong thing without everybody just completely writing you off as a person.
Which makes us believe that all millennials are crybabies, and that's
true. But then the opposite is true, that we feel like you're the crybabies because, like I was saying, if you say something wrong and we try to correct you, you're just completely like upset and offended and angry at us for trying to correct you because you're, again, like you're so stuck in your ways. But I do understand where you're coming from, that cancel culture can be like quite toxic.
Well, you know, nobody likes to be corrected, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's about learning, though. Like, you can't, no one ever corrects you, you're never going to learn.
Okay, but who are you to correct me?
Someone who's, you know, younger and more politically aware than you and socially aware than you.
But who lacks the life experience that I have.
But we have new life experience. We're maybe surrounded by different people and different communities and different groups that you might not have been exposed to. So we have a little bit, I think we just have a more diverse awareness of certain things. Like, not every millennial and not every baby boomer doesn't have that experience. Like, it's not a super rigid definition of who has experienced what, but I just think, like, in my experience, that is why I think a lot of millennials feel like they know more than you do.
Okay. So, and I'm asking this honestly, do you know that we grew our hair long and smoked dope and went to rock concerts?
Yeah, no,
and,
for sure.
You know, we believed in free love and
yeah, but it's all about like progression. Like, you know, you hear about like the, you know, first wave of feminism, and a lot of that was just like and I'm not trying to go off on like a feminism tangent, but like, it's just an example, because you're talking about like hippies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about like, you know, first or second wave feminism, a lot of that was solely white women. Like, it was very exclusionary to other groups. So it's like, yeah, you were maybe a hippie with long hair and whatever, but that doesn't mean that you weren't maybe racist, or you weren't, not you and not all boomers, but you know what I mean? Like, it just because you at one point were that time in society's definition of like a free thinker or whatever, doesn't mean that that still like fits into what would be someone open-minded today necessarily.
Mm. So there is that sort of shoulder of this whole group of baby boomers, of which I believe I'm in. I'm willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, and you know, tell people if this isn't true. I'm willing to listen to you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm just not always willing to agree.
I think in your case, like, among your peers, you're probably fairly, you know, open-minded and probably fairly left-leaning in terms of you're not left-leaning, but in comparison,
the subscribers just dropped.
That's what I'm saying. In comparison to your peers, though, but in comparison to, you know, me and Hunter, for example,
I'm so far right, it's unbelievable.
We could not be farther apart in terms of our beliefs. That doesn't make you a bad person. Like, you're not a racist person. You're not an ignorant person. You're not a bigoted person by any means. But yeah, I mean, you're willing to listen, but it's just like, you know, you are, again, compared to us, you're nowhere near where we are on the spectrum.
No. And nor do I understand everything that you're trying to get me to understand, and nor do I want to understand everything.
No, and I get it, and I do get I can be aggressive. Sometimes we can be aggressive when it comes to explaining it, but it's because it's just, we feel like we have to explain it so much and so often, and to me, like, it's just so easy to understand, but then it's people older just seem to not quite want to grasp it.
No, and again, I have to speak up for my group. It's not that we don't grasp what you're saying. Oh, we get
it. Just like, don't give a shit. Like,
there's a portion of that. Certainly, I mean, there's an element of that. No. But listen, there's a hypocrisy to millennials that I think gets under the skin of baby boomers. You want the environment to be a beautiful place. You want no carbon footprints mm-hmm. left behind, but you fly to Mexico with,
for sure. It's definitely,
you know, for a family vacation.
Yeah, it's an internal conflict for sure when it comes to that kind of thing.
Able to overcome that conflict to go to Mexico.
Okay, well, now you're just like straight up calling me out. Like, it's like,
no, we said we were representing each other's groups. And I guess what I'm saying is, how many cars drove down to watch Greta talk at the legislature? I mean,
no, you're absolutely right.
You drive a car.
Yeah, because like, we're just going to get into something way deeper right now. Like, because I can't change the fact that I live in a society where those changes aren't made yet. Like, I don't have a car that, you know, doesn't right. need gas.
And the oil industry that so many of these environmentalists hate, they can't change it overnight either.
No, I agree. But I think that we just want those changes to begin to be made. And I think people in your age group sometimes just don't even care to begin to make those changes, not even just when it comes to, you know, the environment, but with anything. Like, you're just very resistant to change, I think, is a big thing.
Well, I think we'd all at this point, at my age specifically, we'd all like just to get to 65 or 66 and own our house.
Point, yeah, like, oh, to own a house.
Yeah, like, I'm not prepared to throw out, you know, an industry or stop driving a car or...
Again, your point about how you guys just kind of need to, like,
yeah,
die out.
But you know what? We never know where these conversations will go.
True. Yeah, we kind of went off the rails on...
We sure did. We're nowhere near the outline, but I've enjoyed the conversation. Yeah. It's not over yet.
Okay.
This podcast falls in the category of comedy, and I'm not sure that any of what we just did was...
Well, we'll do some more lighthearted stuff now.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we probably should.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate your viewpoint. I do appreciate... Yeah.
Good banter.
Yeah, it was. Well, I wouldn't consider it banter. Banter makes it trivial.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, just a phrase, I guess.
Tell me how dating works in the millennial world.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know. It's complicated to be dating and be a millennial. There's a lot of factors that I feel like maybe you probably didn't have when you were dating.
Sure, tell me about them.
Oh God, why am I anxious now? I mean, I don't know. Dating as a millennial is very complicated. There's so many ways to meet people that you probably didn't have online, Tinder, Instagram, dating apps, whatever, kind of adds a whole new factor into relationships. People are kind of, you can just shop for a partner, basically. People are spoiled for choice.
But here's what I don't understand. And again, this is me being my age and you being your age. what's the app? Like Tinder or whatever, right?
One of many, yeah.
Okay, sure. So you take an app like Tinder and you go, well, that, I mean, look how much better Tinder is over any other app, because, or how you used to meet people, because you can look at all these pictures and you can see a little biography on it.
I don't even know if that's better.
Okay. But what I'm saying is we had a better system.
Just go out and meet people.
We'd go to a bar and look at them. And then you'd know that they weren't a Swedish boy catfishing you. Like, you know, we know that they are physically standing there showing some amount of interest by making eye contact.
Yeah.
And you had the opportunity to have a conversation immediately.
It was a lot more organic than it is now.
Yeah. And decide whether or not, you know, this was a relationship you wanted to try and pursue. Yeah. Right. Or, you know.
Like I'm not even arguing that that's maybe a better way to do it.
Is that just not done now? Or is it still done?
I mean, people definitely still meet people, like, not right now, not while we're all trapped inside.
Fair enough, yeah.
But yeah, I think people do still meet people in an organic way at work, at the bar, or whatever. But I think predominantly, like, then I've met people that I've, you know, dated or whatever online, on apps, on Instagram, whatever.
Mm. As far as social media goes, what's in and what's out?
Well, see, this is the thing, actually, because you're using me as like a kind of a representation of what's like young and hip. But there's a whole generation younger than me that know, like, you'd have to talk to Hunter about a lot of things that are actually like what's really in right now.
And that's that Generation Z.
Yeah. So I
and
feel,
you're afraid to offend them.
No, I'm not afraid to offend them. I just they might be a better authority on what's like actually super young and hip. But in terms of like what's in that I would know of.
I am going to take care of my health to the best of my ability. I'm going to exercise and eat better just so I can live to watch your children tell you how out of touch you are. I
feel out of touch, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes Hunter will say words and I'm like, I literally don't even know what that means. Like, how have I gotten to the point where I'm now like not the hippest age generation? But I mean, in terms of answering your question, I feel like.
So Twitter?
Twitter, yeah. People are still.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Facebook?
Hunter was just making fun of me the other day for still using Facebook. Like, younger people, like people younger than me, I feel like they're not really into Facebook. That's not really a thing anymore.
And what are millennials into that I don't know about?
Probably TikTok, I would say, is a big one that you probably aren't.
Now, you got me on a TikTok video.
Yes, you were on a TikTok of mine, and it blew up. Like, I think it's got like 20,000 likes at this point.
It was you putting lashes on me.
Yeah, doing lash extensions.
And now TikTok has to be, what, 12 seconds? Or?
No, TikTok can be up to a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The concept is it's all videos and like you have a main page. It's called a For You page. And that's where you see other people's videos and you don't have to be following people to see their videos. You kind of get like a curated selection of videos that you would like, but you can follow people and see their videos that way. And yeah, there are videos up to a minute. People use like there's sounds that you can use. So there's songs, you can lip sync, you can kind of voice act, or you just do funny things. It's just kind of whatever.
The only place I've ever seen TikTok is on Twitter.
Yeah, because people will post.
They'll post it on Twitter. Okay. So you can cross platforms. Which
even that sometimes I think, like, I'm like, it's just funny because Twitter used to be, again, like the authority on what was the newest, funniest thing. But I feel like now I'll see a TikTok and then a week later I'll see it on Twitter and I'm almost like, wow, Twitter's so out of touch.
So what's the next platform that I need to have? What's the next thing?
I think the next thing for you, I don't know. I don't want you on TikTok. Maybe, you know, develop your presence on Instagram more because I feel like that's like still pretty.
People my age don't understand Instagram, including me.
No, I know you don't.
We put ads up there and that's not what Instagram is.
Yeah. Or you just post like so many pictures, like you're just putting out way too much content.
So what should people be putting on Instagram?
So you post pictures, like again, like a curated selection of photos from your life.
Okay.
I feel like when I like older people that I follow, like, you know, my parents' friends, they tend to just like post a lot. It's like they think it's Facebook where you're supposed to like post like a whole album of pictures.
Right. But that's not.
No, but it is for pictures. It's for whatever.
Weird flex. Okay. You know what? We're out of time.
No.
I know. It went by quickly, right?
Yeah, it did.
I want these bonus episodes to be about 30 minutes long.
Right.
And I'm going to take the weekly episodes up to an hour. So there should be an hour and a half of new content each week for people who are subscribing. As always, we appreciate you listening. If you want to donate, there is a method to do that. I'm not sure what it is. There's a button somewhere, I think, on the player that you're listening to this podcast on. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Gross Andrew. What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, well, my Twitter handle is at Madison Gross. But my Instagram if you want to follow me on Instagram, is Madison with two A's, MAADISONXOXO. That's where I want you to follow me. If you're
and if people want to, we didn't talk about this, but if people want to use your services when they're available again for...
Oh, I'm a lash tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do eyelash extensions. Eyelash extensions. How do they arrange that?
That you could contact me on, I guess, Twitter, if that's where you're at. But I have an Instagram that's called Mad Lashes with an underscore, at Mad Lashes underscore. And as soon as I'm open again, shoot me a text, shoot me a DM.
All right. Can they drive a car to your place or will you be offended?
Ugh, yes, they can drive a car.
All right. Thanks again, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful. Before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation, baby.
This podcast was brought to you by the Edmonton Comedy Festival. Visit our website at www.atbcomedy.com.